الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. First year, the beneficence of recitation of Durood e Pak of Salawat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatum Aliyah, in one of his booklets he mentions that Hazrat Sayyidina Sa'al bin Sa'ad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that once the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu salam came out of his blessed home. Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala stepped forward and said, Ya Rasulullah, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, may my father and my mother be sacrificed for you. May my father and my mother be sacrificed for you. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala further says, that Ya Rasulullah, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the signs of happiness are apparent on your blessed face today. The signs of happiness are apparent on your blessed face today. The beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam replied that, Ya Abu Talha, indeed, yes. Because Jibreel alayhi salatu salam had just come to me, and Jibreel alayhi salatu salam has said, Ya Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, whosoever recites Durood Sharif once upon you, whosoever recites Durood Sharif once upon you, Allah Azza wa Jal will write down 10 good deeds for him, inshallah, tabarakhu ta'ala. Allah tabarakhu ta'ala will forgive 10 of his sins, inshallah, tabarakhu ta'ala. And Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal will upgrade his status by 10 times, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. So my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, how much of barakah, how much of blessings for a person who sends just once durood, salawat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the 10 good deeds will be written in his account, inshallah, azza wa jal, 10 sins will be forgiven, inshallah, tabarakhu ta'ala, and his status will be upgraded by 10 times, inshallah, azza wa jal. Imagine, just imagine, viewers of Madani channel, that if we are reciting hundreds, if not thousands, tens of thousands of Durood Sharif upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam daily, how much of thawab, how much of special rahmat of Allah tabarakhu ta'ala will be upon you, how much of special rahmat of Allah will be upon me, inshallah. So viewers of Madani channel, what is Islamic brothers, become habitual. That inshallah tabarakhu ta'ala, that inshallah azza wa jal, we will try to recite maximum amounts of durood e pak upon the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, salatu wassalamu alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, point number 4, our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that take advantage of your youth before old age. Take advantage of your youth before old age. Actually, this Hadith Mubarakah, this part of this Hadith Mubarakah is self-explanatory. It explains itself. They take advantage of your youth before old age. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, an old age person, a person who has reached old age, he finds a lot of difficulty. He's unable to do much. His movements start to become slower. His actions start to become slower. His walking becomes slower. Everything starts to slow down. He finds it difficult to do hard work. Hard work becomes extremely, extremely difficult for a person who reaches old age. And many people are waiting for old age. Many people, yes, viewers of Madani Channel, many people are waiting for old age so they can start their ibadat, so they can start their worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at that age, it becomes more and more difficult. Once you reach old age, it becomes more and more difficult to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Old age people, or when you reach the old age, you cannot even make your sujood in the proper manner. Yes, viewers of Madani Channel, once you reach the old age, you cannot even make your sujood in the proper manner. Leave alone the sujood, you cannot make the ruku in the proper manner. You feel difficulty that we should make tawbah in maximum amount of time. Do not wait for us to get old. Some of us are waiting for us to reach old age. We are waiting to reach old age. Then we start to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we will make tilawat of Quran, make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, durood-e-paak, and then we'll go for hajj and umrah. No. Do now. Whilst you are young, you are powerful, do now. Make the istighfar in the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now. Make tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now. At the old age, even a cruel wolf at an old age becomes pious. Yes, viewers of Madani Channel, even at old age, you know, an old wolf becomes pious. It does not want to attack its prey anymore. Why you think? You think it don't want to attack? Not that it don't want to attack, it cannot attack. The wolf is old, so the wolf becomes pious. It just walks around, it looks at its prey, it cannot do much. In its heart, in its mind, it wish that I could take the prey down, but it cannot. Why? Because it's old age. So, what is the purpose of becoming pious only at an old age? Why? Viewers of Madani Channel, this thought ever comes to your mind, that when I reach 50 or 60 or 70, that I am going to become pious? Did you ever think that maybe you're not going to reach that age? Beware. Tubu ilallah. Astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Views of Madani Channel. Appreciate your youth age. Appreciate the power Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given you at this youth age. While your body is powerful, use its powers. Whilst your body is powerful, use its powers in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal and the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam now. Yes, now, viewers of Madani Channel, not when you get old. And don't let shaitan deceive you. Don't let shaitan deceive you and tell you that, why are you in a hurry? You can change when you reach the old age. You're still young. This is the trick of shaitan. Oh, viewers of Madani Channel, my dear Islamic brothers, this is the trick of shaitan. He wants to take us away from the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal and from the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. That's why he keeps on giving us this thought in our mind. Don't worry, you are still young. You have enough time. When you reach the old age, you can make the ibadat of Allah Azza wa Jal. No. This is the trick of shaitan. He wants to take us away from the reality. And he puts us into the world of infatuation, in the world of dreams, that we still have time. And many of them, youngsters, are looking towards the adults, looking towards the old people and thinking, no, when we reach that age, we'll do. They enjoyed themselves when they're young. They enjoyed themselves when they were young. So when they reached the old age, they became pious. Okay, when we reached our old age, we'll become pious. No, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, this is the trick of shaitan. Maybe you will not reach the old age. Maybe you will not even pass your youth. But you've already made intention to do good deeds only when you reach old age. No, my dear Islamic brethren, this is the trick of shaitan. Angel of death can come to us anytime. Angel of death can come to us when we are 1 day old, when we are 5 days old, when we are 1 year old, when we are 12 years old, when we are 20, we are 30. He can come to us anytime, even at the time of youth. So my dear Islamic brothers, and the viewers of Madani channel, don't let shaitan deceive you. Don't let shaitan deceive us, that you can make the change only when you are at old age. This is a trick of shaitan and will lead us to disaster. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in the Madani Mahal of Dawat Islami, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, many youth throughout the world, you will see many youth throughout the world, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, is attracted to this beautiful Madani Mahal of Dawat Islami. And Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, you will see them in beautiful black beards. Yes, beautiful black beards throughout the world. The youth are coming back towards the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam. So my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, we need to prepare a check and balance system. It's bringing you close towards the ibadah of Allah Azza wa Jal, close towards the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam. You need a mahal. You need an environment. Because good company, good result. Bad company, bad result. We need to be in good company. Oh youth, oh the viewers of Madani channel, oh youth, be in good company all the time. Be in that company that whenever you see him, you must be the coolness for your eyes. Whenever you see him, he must remind you of Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam. Every action of your friend must be close to the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal and the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam. That is good company. Every action that is against Allah Azza wa Jal and the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam, it is bad company which leads you to disaster. Bad company. Oh youth, bad company, you get bad results. For example, a person who works on a truck, which we call a garbage truck, the one that loads up all the garbage. It goes up from street to street, from town to town in the midst of the nights and picks up all the garbage. So we call him a garbage man. Garbage man who works in the garbage truck, in the dirt truck. For him, the smell of the dirt, of the garbage, doesn't make any difference to him. The bad smell that he smells on the truck doesn't make any difference to him. In fact, he eats, he drinks in the same truck. Whilst loading the garbage from the ground onto the truck, from the bins onto the truck, he doesn't make any difference to him. He can eat whilst doing this work. Oh, viewers of Madani channel. But you and I, if we walk past the garbage truck, as soon as we see the garbage truck, we immediately take our cloth and cover our nose. We don't want to get the smell. It's a bad odor. We cannot take the odor. So when the truck is parked there, we cross the road. We want to stay far away from the garbage truck. Because why? It has a bad smell, a bad odor, no attraction. You decide that let me just make salam to him. So you cross the road, you take your cloth, you cover your nose, you make the salam to him, you greet him. But the smell is affecting you. You can't take the smell. It's a bad odor. It's a stink. So immediately you make the salam and you get away from him fast. But second day you see him. Third day you see him. You greet him. Eventually, viewers of Madani channel, you become used to the bad smell. You become used to the stink, to the odor. So you can stand next to him. Yes, the garbage truck man, you can stand next to him. And when you stand next to him, you'll be able to talk with him. You'll be able to smile with him. In fact, you'll be able to eat with him next to the garbage truck. It would not make any difference to you anymore. Why? Because you have become addicted to the bad smell. Or views of Madani channel, bad companies like that. At first, you do not realize it. You want to stay away from them. You don't want to be in the company, but the moment you get closer to them, closer to them, closer to them, you become like them, bad company. So, oh youth, stay away from bad company. It stinks. It has a bad odor, bad smell. It's garbage. Go far away from bad company. Inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, you keep close to Madani Mahal, close to good company, inshallah. This will make a Madani revolution within yourself, and it will be for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And O youth, whilst you have the strength, keep in good company. So we do a check and balance system to see what is good company. Good company is like a person walking down the street and people are attracted to him. They want to go to meet him. They want to go to greet him. They want to go to hold him. People come close to him. They cross the street just to meet. And when they come close to him, they tell him that you have a very beautiful smell. There's a beautiful fragrance coming out from your body. There's a beautiful perfume coming out of you. That person replies, I didn't apply any perfume. I didn't use any perfume. I didn't use any ittar. I don't have any special spray that I'm using on my body that I get this good smell. So they said, how is it possible you have such a good smell on you? He says, oh, actually, I'm working in the company of perfume. I'm working in the company of perfume. And this is why, maybe whilst during my working time, maybe the perfume rubbed onto my cloth. Maybe the perfume rubbed onto my body. This is the good smell, the fragrance that you are getting because I'm in the company of perfume. So good company is like that. Yes, viewers of Madani channel, good company is like that. That inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, being in good company, inshallah, you will feel the change within yourself, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala. You will start to do good deeds. Why? Your company is doing good deeds. Your company is making the ibadat of Allah azza wa jal, you will do ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Your company is making the dhikr of Allah azza wa jal, you will start the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Your company is making tilawat of Quran, you will start Quran, tilawat of Quran. Company is reciting durood e pak upon Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you will also start to recite Durood-e-Pak upon Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Your company is traveling in Madani Kafila, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, with the barakah of good company, you will also travel in Madani Kafila, inshallah azza wa jal. The company that you are keeping, the good company, the company of perfume, the company of khushbu, is following the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, with the barakah of you being in this good company, in the company of the lovers of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the good youth, inshallah, you will also be following sunnah of Aqa sallam, inshallah. So viewers of Madani channel, I know that inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, you and I don't want to be near the garbage truck. We don't want to be near the garbage truck because garbage truck is bad company. Inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, we want to be with those youth near the perfume shop. And subhanallah azza wa jal, this shop, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, is the lovers of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, is Dawat Islami. Come, O youth, leave this bad life. Use your health. Use your power now. Whilst you still have the power, go closer to this beautiful Madani Mahal of Dawat Islami. Inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, O youth, before you reach your old age, do something now. Before you reach the old age, do something now. Do everything for the sole pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, doing this inshallah Azza wa Jal will be benefit for us in the dunya inshallah Azza wa Jal, in the qabr inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, and most certainly on the day of qiyamah inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. And my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, beloved Rasulullah salatu salam has also mentioned, take advantage of your life before death. Take advantage of your life before death. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, death, maut, it terminates all your activities. The death takes away all your activities. It finishes it. There's no more chances. There's no more chances for one to add to his profile any acts of goodness. We have a profile. Each and every one has a profile. Yes, viewers of Madani Channel, you have a profile and I have a profile. But profile ends when the angel of death comes. This dunya is an examination. Inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, we have to pass this examination to be successful in alame barzakh and alame akhirah, in the world of the qabr and in the akhirah, on the day of qiyamah. We need to prepare now. So this life that we have, every moment of this life is precious. Every breath that we take in this life is precious. Every step that we take in this life is precious. Every word that we use from this tongue is precious. It's supposed to be for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, where's the guarantee that we are going to live for a long time? Where's the guarantee that we are going to live for a long time? There is no guarantee that we are going to live for a long time. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, may Allah Azza wa Jal shower His special rahmat. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala shower His special grace upon you. And may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala shower special grace upon me. It is possible that people can say today, in the usual way last night, he slept normally. He went to bed in the usual way last night. He slept normally. But when someone went to wake him up in the morning, Allahu Akbar, they found him sleeping so deeply that he will never wake up again until the day of Qiyamah. Yes, viewers of Madani Channel, this is true. You know it and I know it, that this is the reality, that there is a possibility a person went to sleep normally in the night, and in the morning he never ever got up again. Sometimes a person, he falls victim to death quite suddenly and unexpectedly. Like it's mentioned about a youngster a few years ago in Bab al-Madina, Karachi. He got married. And there was so much of excitement, so much of happiness in that marriage. When he got married, the date of giving the bride away was also fixed. So time was set for the bride to arrive. Only one day was left in the ceremony of giving the bride away. So, of course, it was said, instead of thanking Allah Azza wa Jal, instead of making shukr to Allah Azza wa Jal by making nafil ibadat, by making the tilawat of Quran, giving charity for the shukr to Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala granted him a nikah, a marriage, the whole night was spent in dancing and partying. And when the Fajr Salah Azan started, the people went to sleep. It was 12 o'clock on the day of Jumu'ah. And there was too much of excitement. The mother sent someone to wake up her son so they can take a bath and he can get ready. He calls out the groom's name, but the groom doesn't reply. When he shook him up, he screamed fearfully because the groom had passed away. He continued sleeping. Everyone was shocked. Everyone was shocked at the sudden death of the newly married boy. The house of marriage changed from music and songs and laughter and happiness, and now turned into tears and cries and sadness. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. Hey, yahan se tujhko jana ek din, قبر میں ہوگا ٹکانا ایک دن, منہ خدا کو ہے دکھانا ایک دن, اپنا غفلت میں گموانا ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے, کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے. You have to leave from here one day. قبر will be your destination one day. You have to show your face to Allah Azza wa Jal one day. Now don't waste even one day carelessly. One day you have to die. Do whatever you have to do. In the end is death, maut. So my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawat Islami is giving us this fikr. Dawat Islami is making us wake up from the senseless sleep to try to understand what is our maqsad in the dunya. Why did Rabb Allah send us on this earth? What is our purpose on the earth? Dawud Islami gives us this fikr. Dawud Islami gives us this understanding. This, so my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, wake up. Yes, wake up before it's too late. Before we be erased from the face of this dunya. So when our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has given us this Madani pools, take advantage of five things before five things. My dear Islam brothers, after this episode, you should be running towards these five things to take advantage of it. You should be motivated. You should have the jazbah that what our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, take advantage of these five things. Inshallah, tabarakhu ta'ala, we will take advantage of these five things before five things. And what is that again? Let's refresh our memory. Take advantage of your time before you become busy. Take advantage of your time before you become busy. Take advantage of your wealth before you become poor. Take advantage of your health before sickness. Take advantage of your youth before old age. And take advantage of this life before death. So my dear Islam brethren and viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this beautiful Madani revolution, the lovers of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, this beautiful Madani mahal Dawat Islami is now working in more than 176 countries throughout the world, bringing the people back towards the Quran, bringing the people back towards the Sunnah, bringing the people back towards the lifestyle of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So inshallah tabarakhu ta'ala, you too, oh viewers of Madani Channel, wherever you are, inshallah tabarakhu ta'ala, whichever city, whichever town, whichever country, join Islamic Brothers. You join the weekly istima of the Islamic Brothers. Join the weekly istima of Islamic Brothers. Islamic Sisters, you join the weekly istima of Islamic Sisters. Inshallah tabarakhu ta'ala, by you attending those istima'ats, inshallah, you will feel a Madani revolution within yourself, inshallah azza wa jal. You will feel a Madani revolution within your family members, inshallah azza wa jal. And very soon, inshallah tabarakhu ta'ala, you will feel a Madani revolution within your community, inshallah. So please come. Oh people, viewers of Madani Channel, we are inviting you. Dawud Islami says, please come. Come on. leave the world of carelessness and come into the world of reality. And the world of reality is the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal and the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu was salam. Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ae daawat islami teri doom machi ho, ameen bijahe nabi alameen. صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد
الله